Some news now from the world of sports, and we'll start in the NBA. And Paul Pierce was back home in Boston last night. The aging veteran now with the L.A. Clippers, but his heart always will be with the Boston Celtics, where he starred for 15 seasons and led the Green to their record 17th NBA championship title in 2008. The fans at TD Garden let Pierce feel the love during the player introductions. Then the Celtics and Clippers went on to play a pretty terrific basketball game that needed overtime to decide the outcome. The Celtics trailed by two with just over 20 seconds left in regulation. They were forced to foul the Clippers' DeAndre Jordan, who could have made it a two-possession game by sinking both free throws, but he missed them both. And Boston tied the game at 122 apiece when Isaiah Thomas sank a fadeaway jumper, two of his 36 points on the night. In extra time, the Celtics pulled away for good, a 139-134 win over a very good Clippers team. It was Boston's eighth straight win at home and ninth in their last 11 overall. More impressive still was Boston taking this one without having Kelly Olynyk available in the second half. Olynyk has been having his best pro season, providing valuable bench minutes, but he suffered a bruised shoulder in the first half. He tried to fight through it, couldn't return for the second. X-rays after the game show Olynyk suffered a subluxation or partial dislocation of his shoulder, so he will likely be rested right through the All-Star break. But the Celtics are playing some inspired basketball of late and are in third place in the Eastern Conference. It'll be interesting to see if GM Danny Ainge tries to bring in a star player via trade before the deadline, or hold on to his impressive array of draft picks and go to the dance should they get there, with Thomas and the other young players who have been practicing their moves and ready to show them off to the rest of the league. To the NHL, and the Pittsburgh Penguins have been underachieving for most of this NHL season, which led to the firing of their coach, but under new head coach Mike Sullivan, they have been playing the kind of hockey of late that most expected them to. They were riding a six-game home winning streak as they welcomed the New York Rangers to Steel City last night. But the Rangers, despite missing captain Ryan McDonagh and high-scoring forward Rick Nash, still have one of the best goalies in the game in Henrik Lundqvist, and he shut the door on Sidney Crosby and company with a 3-0 34-save shutout. They have now won four in a row and five of their last six. The Boston Bruins begin a critical six-game road trip tonight. The Bees own one of two wild-card playoff spots right now, but there are several teams nipping right at their heels. The good news for Boston is that for some reason they have played much better on the road this season than at home. The bad news is they're coming off a humiliating 9-2 loss to the LA Kings, which they need to get out of their psyches as they take on the Jets in Winnipeg tonight. Jets fans, meanwhile, have been bolstered by the recent re-signing of their all-star defenseman and sometimes forward, Dustin Byfuglien, to a new five-year contract. In men's college hoops action, the Linden State Hornets won a North Atlantic Conference matchup against New England College last night, 87-81, behind 31 points from Sean Hill and a double-double from Kevin Love, who finished with 21 points and a game-high 15 rebounds. Elsewhere, Colby Sawyer beat Johnson State 92-83. In women's college hoops, Johnson State avenged the men's loss to some extent by beating Colby Sawyer 63-51, 15 points from juniors Casey DeGrinia and Ashley Goddard for the Badgers in that NAC win. And elsewhere, New England College beat Linden State 54-50.